either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. Inshallah, just to continue from our last session, we have been covering a very important topic titled as Wahi. Wahi means revelation. The speech of Allah, the kalam of Allah that comes down from the heavens and it is transported by an angel whose name is Jibreel Amin. And then that wahi, revelation, is sealed upon the heart of the greatest Nabi whose name is Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is wahi. Insha'Allah ta'ala, if we can understand this topic of wahi, revelation, then our iman will be very, very strong. Our Islam will be very, very strong. Why the need for wahi? Some explanation was given in the last session. But if there's no wahi, no revelation, then there is no justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of His names is Al-Adl, the one who is the most just. For justice, four things are very important. Number one, you need a court. And the court of Allah to show justice will be the day of judgment. And number two, you need a judge. And that judge is Allah Himself, Rabbul Alameen. And number three, you need witnesses. Witnesses for the case, all of humanity. And then how will that person be judged? The laws, Allah will judge him by the revelation, by wahi that was revealed. If it is not for revelation, if wahi, revelation did not come down, then how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judge anyone? Somebody might say, I had no knowledge that namaz was farz. There's no wahi, there's no revelation to tell me. I didn't think that it was farz. But when revelation is there, wahi tells you that namaz is farz. You can be driving 100 miles per hour on the motorway, and when the police catch you, you say to him, you know what, I'm sorry, I didn't know that I can't drive 100 miles per hour. Ignorance does not exempt a person from the penal law or whatever. Ignorance is no excuse. even on the dual carriageway, single road, the street that you live in, subhanAllah, the motorway, everywhere there are rules and regulations. Only a foolish man will think that, you know what, I come down in this dunya and I'm living in this beautiful world and I am free to do whatever I want. There are no rules and regulations that affect me. Only a foolish man. I imagine some people say that all this that comes in this world, the existence, is what we call a natural process. What is it? A natural process. Even the house that you live in, there had to be so many builders, the bricks had to come, the cement had to come, the foundation you had to dig, the engineers had to come, everything, the architect had to be there to design the house. For a small terrace property, so many hands, so many ideas, so many people, so much rule, where will the gutter be? You know, everything, the gas pipes, electrics, everything for a small house. And then how foolish is insan that he wants to bypass Allah, the creator. And he says, well, you know, everything is just a natural selection. It just happened. How foolish. A fish came out from the lake and then slowly became like a monkey and then they became humans. Ajeeb. Ajeeb, really. But when a person is not connected with revelation, wahi, this can happen to him. This can happen to him. The boys that are there, can you make sure you listen to me? This can happen, subhanAllah. When you don't have connection to wahi, revelation. Revelation is so important. Very, very important. That is why, my brothers, alhamdulillah, listen to these topics and understand these are important words, wahi, revelation. What is Islam? Islam is wahi. What is Islam? Islam is wahi. And say this, this is revelation, because alhamdulillah, without Islam, there is no other faith that can boast. And they can say that, you know, we are also people of wahi. They are not people of wahi. It is only Islam that can say we are people of revelation. No other religion can say that. And it is because of revelation we know what is right and what is wrong. We know namaz is farz, we have to pray. We know iman is farz, it is the first pillar. We know siyam, fasting is farz because of wahi. All of these rules we know by wahi. When a person connects away from wahi, then everything is gone. So that is why, inshallah, in our session tonight, wahi and the modern world that we live in today, I'm going to explain to you only three other titles and names that the Quran gives to wahi. And from there, inshallah, we will also have some explanation. One of the names that is given to wahi, revelation, is called Quran. What is it called? Quran. The name of wahi is also Quran. The first name that is given to revelation, wahi, is what? Quran. Quran comes from the root word qara'ah. Qara'ah. And then when you look at the grammar, it is moved and it is made into a masdar on the scale of ghufran, Quran, ghufran, Quran. So what is the meaning of Quran? Quran means a book that is continuously read. A book that is continuously read. That is the meaning. There is no other book on the face of this earth that is read like how the Quran is read. Amazing. You read your favorite book, you know. something that, you know, excites you a lot. You will read it one times, two times, three times, four times, five times, 10 times, and then you'll get tired. And you'll put it in the shelf somewhere. But you will never hear a person saying, "Oh, Mauli Sahab, I'm tired of reading Surah Fatiha all the time in every rakat. I'm tired, Aliyazubillah," never. In fact, some of the people don't even understand what they are reading, but not one person will tell you, "You know what, we've been reading Quran and we made so many khatams and we are actually tired now reading the same book." Nobody tells you that. Nobody tells you that. That is one of the powers and the miracles of what we call wahi revelation. And in a clear-cut way, Islam defines the real name and identity. You'll find that in other religions, there is a lot of confusion. But in Islam, there is no confusion. Each name will identify what that is. So for an example, the sayings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given a name. It is called Hadith. What is it? Hadith. As Muslims, we don't mix Hadith with anything. So when a person says, "This is the Hadith," a beautiful word, Hadith. And when we want to know what is the speech of Allah, the kalam of Allah, we call it what? Quran. Quran, Hadith. Beautiful. Our religion, we have a name, Islam. The name that is given to the greatest prophet, he has a name. His name is Muhammad. What is his name? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The God that we worship, his name is Allah. We know him as Allah. That is why other religions struggle. What is it? So you ask them, "What is the name of your God?" You know what they say? "Look, you know, the Creator is one only." What do they say? "The Creator is only one. All, everything is the same." You know, you are saying this God, God is only one, because there is an issue with them. There is a problem with them. What is it? You can't just say everything is the same. You can't say that. If this child is your child, that other person can't say he is also my child. Subhanallah. So in Islam you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this religion very clear cut. So there is no confusion in Islam. People understand. There is Jannah, there is Jahannam, everything. It's all very, very clear and defined. So one name that is given to revelation is called Quran. And what makes revelation very, very powerful is that you enjoy reciting it. What do you do? You enjoy reciting it. Really, brothers, unfortunately, some of the brothers here are addicted to songs. The problem is that we lend our ears to songs only, and we listen to songs. Allow one day for you to break your soul and your nafs and go against your nafs. And mashallah, listen to the recitation of the Quran. Go on YouTube or any other, you know, website of Qiraat and listen to the Quran. How beautiful is the Quran? When you listen to the Quran, subhanallah. Now, in many parts of the Muslim country, even in Pakistan, treatment is given to people who have an issue with the heart. Heart disease. What is it? Heart disease. So you'll find that these Maris are put in a room and Surah Rahman is playing. Surah Rahman is playing. And the statistics show that when the Quran is being recited and when you listen to the Quran, mashallah, slowly they are getting better. What are they doing? Slowly they are getting better. Why are they getting better, my respected brothers? Because Quran is not an ordinary book. The Quran is wahi. What is it? Wahi, revelation. And we are people who are connected to wahi. Muslims. So that is why we must always understand wahi. So one name of revelation is called what? Quran. Sune bhai tawajjuh se. What is it called? Quran. And what does Quran mean? Huh? No. The Quran means the book that is continuously, not once, continuously recited. Understand? Another name that is given to wahi in the Quran, another name that is given to wahi, revelation, ajeeb, the kalam of Allah. Allah has given wahi a name and that is ruh. What is it? وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Another name, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi, a lot of the Mufassireen have written this, that the name ruh is given to revelation. One is Quran, another name of revelation is what? Ruh. So why is revelation given the name as ruh? The ulama have given a beautiful explanation, the tafsir of it. Listen to this, my respected brothers. For a person to live in this dunya, first you have to have a body. What is it? A body. So that is why when a child is, the fetus, the baby that is in the stomach, the doctors will ask that, do you feel the movement? You just can't have the body, but you want to make sure that that body is alive. So the first thing, the first element is this outwardly body, this skin that Allah Pak has given us, this body. For this body to remain fresh, for this body to be active, Allah Pak puts what we call ruh. What we call ruh. That ruh, this ruh is a different ruh. The Quran says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They have come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are asking you about ruh. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Say that is the hukam of Allah, that is the command of Allah. So one is the ruh that is inside me. I am speaking because I have my ruh that is inside me. And you are listening and moving and doing whatever you're doing because you have ruh, soul, that is inside you. But now, the Quran is telling us that for this body to remain alive, it needs a ruh, it needs a soul. But for this soul to remain alive, for this soul to remain alive, it needs revelation. What does it need? Revelation. And what is revelation? The Quran. What is revelation? The Quran. So you will find the people who don't have iman, they have a body and they have a soul. So they are moving, talking, doing business, enjoying, they're doing everything. But in the Islamic Quranic terminology, they have died a long time ago. They have died a long time ago. Why? Because the soul that is inside you, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. This soul has to bond and has to connect with the Quran. That is why in the month of Ramadan, everyone's soul is bonding with the the Quran, revelation. Allah has made it such that once in a year, the ruh becomes very, very tough and energetic, so that the current of the Quran is going inside. The current is going inside this ruh, so it is keeping you alive. So one of the most beautiful names of revelation is called ruh. What is it? Ruh. Now that is why you will find some people, my respected brothers, who are very stubborn, who will never listen to you. Why? Because they have a soul, but they haven't got something to keep them alive. And the only thing that keeps that ruh alive is your Quran, wahi, revelation. Revelation. This is so important for people to understand. That is why once Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said that I am prepared to fight, you know, with thousands of people that were covering the horizon. So someone said to him, do you want an army? So he says, no, two people behind me is enough. And he was so serious when he said that. You know, what are you, Khalid bin Walid? Are you Superman or what? So somebody said to him, how can you fight so many people? So he says, you see, the ruh that is inside me is connected to revelation. These are people that just have a soul inside them, but they are not connected to wahi, revelation. So they are dead people anyway. All these people are dead. I just have to quickly put them down. There's no power in them. There is no power in them. That is why a person who has iman, he might be skinny, he might be weak, he might be, you know, he might have, you might look at him and say, bichara, you know, if the winds come, he might fall down. But subhanallah, the same person, the taqat and the power of iman, what is it? The power of iman is so strong. Very, very strong. And this is what we have to work with, my brothers. We cannot just have a ruh inside. This soul has to bond and be connected with wahi. What is called? Revelation. Ruh. So how many names? One is Quran. Wahi's name is Quran. The second name of wahi is ruh. There are many names, but I'm just looking of a few. The third and a very important name that the Quran gives to wahi is Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Another name of wahi is called dhikr. What is it? Dhikr. Now, dhikr has got two meanings. Dhikr means a recitation. Dhikr means a recitation. So the wahi has been named as a dhikr, as a recitation. But actually the meaning of dhikr is to memorize. What is it? It is to memorize. And that is why dhikr means to memorize. And then Allah says, wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayat that this wahi is the speech of Allah. And Allah has taken the responsibility to safeguard it and to protect it. Now, why is this wahi revelation so important? I hope brothers are not tired and sleeping. Inshallah, please be alert. Every miracle that was given to any prophet was something that was witnessed only by the people who were alive then. Jesus, he showed miracles. Who witnessed the miracles? The people who were then. Moses, Musa alayhi salam, showed miracles. Who witnessed them? The people who were. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown inside the fire. Who witnessed it? The people who were alive. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam splitting the moon. Who witnessed it? Sahaba. Water gushing out from his fingers. Subhanallah. So he put the water, fingers, subhanallah, inside one glass of water. And Sahaba say we could see water coming out from the fingers. animals that were talking to him, stones and pebbles, would recite the Quran and make salam to him. So many miracles. Who saw all that? Who? Sahaba. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his infinite mercy, chose the greatest miracle that was given to him, and Allah has extended that miracle until the day of Qiyamah. That not only the Sahaba can enjoy that miracle, but also all of the people of Iman can benefit from that miracle. And that miracle is called Qur'an-e-Kareem. What is it? Qur'an-e-Kareem. Mushrikeen of Makkah, they said to Huzur alayhi salam, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٍ. You know, why doesn't Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam show us miracles? The Quran says, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. O Muhammad, say to them, is it not sufficient for you that we have revealed to you a book that is being recited in front of them? The greatest miracle is the Quran, the Wahi, the Quran that is revealed. That is the greatest miracle. So not only Sahaba, how Sahaba read Surah Fatiha. Today we read Surah Fatiha, as in the words exactly the same. Same. All of the recitation is the same. How they read, we are reading also. Of course, that khushu, khuzu element is different with them. But the Quran, the kalam of Allah, it is a dhikr. It is a dhikr. And now, if you have a look how the Quran starts, it has got the most amazing way of starting. Any book, how will it begin? Any book, how will it begin? You see, if you are going to be shown a trailer of some action movie, you expect that in the trailer there should be something that will give you the incentive to see something, isn't it? Agar trailer hi aisa ho, to fir kya hoga? Kuch bhi nahi. Baat samajh aayi? Look how the Quran starts. The Quran, the way it starts, no messing around. Now the first punch is so powerful. What is it? The first punch is so powerful. You know, there were some people feared to even get inside with these people. The first punch, look how it starts. Alif Lam Mim. Bas. What will you expect after that? The Quran is saying, independently, Dhalikal Kitab La Raiba Fih. Dhalikal Kitab La Raiba Fih. One is to lie, one is to falsify, one is to fabricate. Allah is saying the revelation that is in front of you, it is the speech of Allah. And the level of this Quran is so high that even in your waswasa you can't doubt the Quran. You cannot doubt this book, there is no doubt. What does the Quran say? So from the very beginning, it is washing you and cleaning you, that you, the reciter of this book, who are you? If you want to unlock the noor of this book, and if you want to see the noor of this book, it will not open up to you until your heart is attached to this wahi revelation in such a way that you say that in this book there is no doubt. Now, why is there no doubt in this book? Dhalikal Kitab, La Raiba Fih. Why is there no doubt in this book? Listen to this, brothers. There is no doubt in this book. Number one, because this book is a revelation. And this is the only book on the face of the earth that Allah says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. This is the only book on the face of the earth that can be memorized. That is why there is no doubt in this book. Brothers, do you understand? A lot of people miss out from this very important point of the Quran. What is the Quran? The Quran is Haq, the book, the Kalam, a revelation, whatever title you give. Why is it the truth? A very straightforward, simple answer is because it is a dhikr. This is the only book that can be memorized. Can I ask the brothers that are sitting here that have memorized the Quran or most of the Quran? Can you raise your hands? Are there anybody here? MashaAllah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. MashaAllah. Now imagine the Quran, there is no doubt if it was in one city, maybe you had 2, 3 great alims who were very, very clever, and in the whole of Leicester, you only have 2, 3 people who are hafiz of the Quran. Then maybe somebody might say something. But the Quran is open to people in such a way, my respected brothers, that anyone can memorize the Quran, not one, not two, but in the thousands. Thousands and billions of people have memorized the Quran. That is why the Quran, there is no doubt in it. You get one newspaper article and try to memorize it. And read it. Read it here. You can't read it here. You can't even read it here. You can't. Subhanallah. You ask somebody who is a Bible basher, okay, you know what, read the whole. In fact, Ahmad Didat knew more Bible from, as compared to even some of the Christians. And even the Muslims might know more. Zakir Naik Sahib, when you look at him, you know, he talks as if he knows it like the ayats of Quran. Subhanallah. But revelation, the Quran. So you have children who are 5 years of age, memorize the Quran. 6, memorize the Quran. 7, memorize the Quran. 8, memorize the Quran. You have people who are 65 and 70. In Oman, 70-year-old lady started memorizing the Quran and she memorized it at the age of 75. 70 and 75. She did not know anything of the Quran. Her grandchildren became ulama. So she used to love the Quran, she used to hear the Quran. So one day she said to the children that, look, beta, you know what? I'm illiterate. I really don't know. So tell me how the name of Allah is written. So they showed the grandma how Allah is written. So now when she would read the Quran, she loved Allah so much, she'd say, oh Allah here, Allah here, Allah here, Allah here. And then this love for Allah was such that she said to the grandchildren, beta, now you've got to teach me, you know, how to learn the Quran. So now the grandchildren are teaching her the Quran. Allah ki shan, she learned the Quran and now she started memorizing the Quran. In 5 years, she memorized the complete Quran. Another lady in America, a young girl, she said that, you know what, somebody said to me, have you ever tried learning the Quran? So I said, she said no. She says, why don't you try memorizing the Quran? And she started listening to the Quran. She was so attached to the Quran. And in 100 days, she became a hafiza. How many? 100 days, she became a hafiza. Can you find any revelation, any book on the face of this earth that is like the Quran? How can a person turn away from Islam, from Allah, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, cutting himself away from revelation? That is why revelation is revelation. One of the reasons why Quran is different from any other book, because it is revelation. And because it is revelation, you can only touch the Quran with wuzu. What is it? You can only touch the Quran with, somebody asks you why. Why will you give an answer? What is the answer to that? Because it is revelation. And if you are impure, you need to do ghusl, janabat, or in menses, a lady, she is napak, then she can't recite the Quran because Quran is Wahi, different from another book. The Quran is different from another. You can't read it. And you can't read the Quran in ruku and sujood. What is it? You can't read the Quran in ruku and Quran is only read in qiyam. What is it when you are standing? You can't read it in ruku and sujood. Because ruku and sujood are postures of humility, ajizi. And the Quran is not ajiz. You and I are ajiz. You and I are weak. But because we are weak, when we are showing submission to Allah Pak, we don't surrender the Quran. So we don't read the, remember in ruku and sajda, do we read Quran? No. Where do we read the Quran? We don't even read the Quran in the tahiyyat. We don't. Where do we read the Quran? Standing in that position. Because the Quran is the kalam of Allah. It has to be respected all the time. It cannot, there are other books that are there and then you put the Quran underneath and the rest of the books on top of the Quran. This is not right. The Quran has to go right on the top. Because why? It is the kalam of Allah. You cannot. And that is why ulama, there is ikhtilaf. Now people listening at home, especially Mauli Sahabs, please, you know, just I'm going to give one of my view. And you can only take qasam in the name of Allah, in the name of Allah. There was a friend of mine, he had a shop, and so when he would want to sell something, he'd say, honestly, this is a very good item, I swear by my mother-in-law. I swear by my mother-in-law. Abuski, mother-in-law. So anyway, I had to explain to him. I says, you know what, it's a joke or whatever, but you can't actually swear. Swearing, you take an oath, it's not a joke, it's only by the name of Allah. Or by the Quran. You can take an oath by the, and this is in the hadith, A'udhu bi kalimatillah. Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma min sharri kulli shaitan wa hamma wa min kulli aynil lamma. So there is a lot of ahadith that where the Quran has been used. That's why if you go to the courts, you know, if you're a Muslim, they'll say, put your hands on the Quran, because the Quran is the kalam of Allah. What is it? The Quran is the kalam of Allah, and it's very, very different. So my brothers, be proud of who you are. You are a Muslim and a man who is connected to Wahi, to Wahi, revelation. All every other law is man-made. It is down here. There is fault in everything else. But the real source of knowledge is called Wahi. Wahi tells you Iman, Nama. All this open up at this level. It is called Wahi. And this is the only book that can be memorized. Maulana Abdul Rahim Bastanvi, Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the senior figure muhaddis of Darul Deoband. I remember in Jamia Masjid, he did a bayan when we went to hear once. This was perhaps in the late 80s. And he said that in his village in India, so you know what happens, we have the Muslim locality that is there, and then we have our madrasa. And then you also have people who are not Muslim, so you have the Hindu community that is there. So Hindu boys and Muslim boys meet, youngsters, friends and everybody. So when the Muslim boys would go to the madrasa, there was also one boy from the Hindu community there who was very close to one Muslim boy. So he says, oh, you go to the madrasa, I hear you people reciting the Quran, and so I also want to learn. So the Mauli Sahab, they accepted him. Mauli Sahab, chale ya, paro, tum bhi paro, no problem. They accepted him. So he started from Alif Ba Ta Tha and everything, he started to learn. Then he memorized Surah Fatiha. Then his friend went into Hifz class. His friend went into. So he says, I want to, Hindu boy is saying, I want to go to Hifz class. Nobody knows about this. So now this Hindu boy is now doing Hifz. And he did as many as 10 para Hifz. How many? 10 para Hifz. This is to tell you that the Quran is such a miracle that it is open to all if they want to embrace it. It is open to all if they want to embrace it. When I was doing imamat in Portugal, I had this Portuguese woman, old lady, she came. Subhanallah, I wish the people of Portugal and Spain can wake up. The best Europeans that you can find are the Portuguese and the Spanish people. I, at that time in the beginning, didn't even know so much Portuguese, but mashallah, every visitor that came to our masjid, they would exit with Iman and Islam. Soft people, soft-hearted people, lovely people. But the problem with us, we only go for 40 days. We only know Tabligh Jamaat. What do we know? And that's it. We have stopped the real works. Forgive me, I'm not trying to, you know, defame any work. My Allah is my witness. We are just concerned about ourselves. But if you had somebody who was a, who is a scholar and mashallah prepared, wallah, you could stand on this, in Lisbon, the city center, and have a small, even a shop that will invite people of Quran and this and that. Hundreds of people would embrace Islam. This is how soft these people are. How soft these people are. But we are not doing the works. That is why we are getting beaten up. And we will get beaten up. We will be slaughtered. Even in this country. Because we are still sleeping. We don't know the works. We are blind from the real works. Forgive me. Aap sochte honge, why does Maulana speak like that? I speak like that because the Quran tells me to speak. I speak like that because that is the greatest sunnah of Rasulullah. He did nothing besides this. Musa alayhi salam did nothing besides this. Isa alayhi salam, he had an army of people chasing him. Why? Because he was giving dawah to the non-Muslims. Musa alayhi salam had Firaun and his army because he was giving dawah to them. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, Mu'it, and these people and the movement of the Munafiqeen in Medina Munawwara. All of these people were there in front of him, but he was there giving dawah. We are not doing that. Beautiful. Subhanallah. So anyway, I was saying, so this lady came to me, and as I was talking, she said, I want to see the masjid. I says, look, you know what, mashallah, masjid, but what about Islam? And you know, she shocked me. She says, okay, padri, they call you padri there. She said, padri, I want to make you happy. I said, okay. A Christian woman is in reciting in front of me Surah Fatiha in the most beautiful manner. I was shocked. First time visit. So I said, are you a Muslim? She says, no. So how do you know? He goes, no. I'm in love with the Quran and Surah Al-Fatiha. So if you come to my house, I've put Surah Al-Fatiha writing here. Everywhere my house is covered with Surah Al-Fatiha. And I says, what is you and Surah Al-Fatiha? She says, oh, the meaning of it. The meaning of Surah Al-Fatiha. The commentary of Fatiha. And how Surah Al-Fatiha is the beginning of the Quran. Amazing. Allah put in her heart. Allah put in her heart. Ajib, my respected brothers. Today we are not opening up revelation to the non-Muslim community. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask us, وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. I gave you the greatest of the blessings. That is my kalam. But you kept it in your closet. You kept it for Ramadan. You didn't show it to the people. You didn't show it to the people. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Us waqt mein aur aap kya muh dikhayenge? Ye, aap soche mere aziz ho, kya karenge hum? What are we going to do? Subhanallah. Wallah, I'm sitting here. Sometimes I feel like leaving imamat. Maine kai martaba socha, you know, I took mashwara from people. I want to leave imamat. So they say, why? I says, my audience is the same. You know, we need to spread Iman and Islam. Go to Africa, go to some country and talk about Islam. So hundreds and hundreds of people are going to embrace Islam. Maybe there is a greater benefit. But with imamat, your legs are tied, chained here. You're tied. You have to be here, bas. And your audience is this, only a few people that come. Is it worth it? So you have to think, ke bhai maut, how long have you got life for? How long are you going to live? What is there? How are you going to survive the questions of the hereafter? Is this what every person has to see? What have we got to do? Really, my brothers, if we are not going to wake up, it's going to be very difficult for us. Every Nabi, every Sahabi did this. They went out. And that's it. They opened the doors. Hum kya kar rahe? The Quran is a book that is memorized. Maulana Madni was put in prison in India. The month of Ramadan came. In the cell, they are saying, is there anybody who is a Hafiz? Nobody is a Hafiz. Maulana Hussain Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, was not a Hafiz. Ramadan was about to come. Hazrat, first Ramadan, he memorized first para. Second Ramadan, second para. Subhanallah. In 29 days, he finished the entire Quran. He was memorizing the Quran from morning till Maghrib. He would memorize one para, and then after Isha, he would lead Taraweeh of that one para. Subhanallah. Imam Muhammad, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, one of the condition for Imam Abu Hanifa was that if you want to be his student, you have to be a Hafiz of the Quran. Imam Muhammad came. You know, Imam Muhammad was a bit big in size. So people say, you know, very, you know, generally, you know, you're still handsome, don't worry, everybody, mashallah. So what I'm saying is that Imam Muhammad, he was there, and this is Imam Muhammad is not a Hafiz. So you can't enroll. Now he was a lover of Imam Abu Hanifa. So they said, no, you can't have this class. So he went home, he came after 7 days. So he came and met Imam Abu Hanifa. So he goes, Hazrat, now enroll me. Imam Sahib says, did I not tell you, go and become a Hafiz first then? Hazrat, I've become a Hafiz. 7 days I have become a Hafiz. People have become Hafiz in 3 days. So, he says, you become a Hafiz. Imam Sahib tested him from everywhere in the Quran. Imam Sahib said, Subhanallah, what brains. Come and you sit in the class. Imagine. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Just to conclude, in India, going back to India, there was this Muslim girl whose mother was a muallima. And again in that village, this Muslim girl had a friend and she was not a Muslim. She was Hindu. And both of them were very close friends. So she would come to the house and the muallima mother would teach the daughter Quran. So she would listen and she found the Quran amazing, the recitation also amazing. So she said to the muallima that, you know, you're teaching your daughter, my friend, can you also teach me? The mother says, okay, if you don't mind, I'll teach you. So now the mother started teaching this girl. Both the girls were there. MashaAllah, she read the entire Quran by this muallima. And after that, she would listen to the Quran. And then one day she came to this muallima and said that I want to become a Muslim. So now, you know, in India, it's very hard between Hindus and Muslims. Tensions are very high. So this muallima says, well, if your community finds out that you are a Muslima and a young girl, there will be riots and problems. So she says, no, I want to become a Muslima, but I will not tell anybody. The muallima says, okay, fine. So anyway, she became a Muslima. She would come visit and she started praying namaz and everything. A time came after many years, mashallah, now she's of that age that she needs to marry. So the parents got her married to someone who was a very extreme-minded, practicing Hindu, very extreme Hindu. So now when they fixed her up with this person, she came to her muallima. She would always ask the muallima, she says, what am I going to do? I know of this man. I am a Muslima and they want me to marry this person, very extreme-minded. What will I do? And she started crying and shall I run away and what will happen? So the muallima gave a mashwira. She says, beta, look, you know what? I've seen that you love the Quran and the Quran one day will protect you. Do sabr and just continue. Anyway, they got her married to this person, both Hindu. So the muallima gave her a gift, a small Quran. And she would hide the Quran in the house when the husband was out. She would open the Quran and she would recite the Quran. Today we have all the time in the world, we don't want to recite the Quran. Allah save us. We spend more time on WhatsApp, mobile phone, computers, especially the youth. Even when they come to the masjid, for a few minutes they could read the Quran, they don't. They come for bayan, they want the mobile phone. They come for Jummah, they want the mobile phone. Allahu Akbar. And here she is, a Muslima, hiding her iman and she's reading the Quran. And then after a few years, she got pregnant. Now more problem. So she went to the muallima. Amma, you told me I became a Muslim, alhamdulillah, with my heart. Amma, you told me I should marry. I got married. But now, you know, I've got a baby. His baby is in my stomach. And I am scared. I want to make sure that my child is a Muslim. I want to make sure my child is a... And whatever happens, my child will be... Now the mother was adamant. It can't be. I can protect my iman, but what guarantee for my child? Because my husband is, you know, a person who practices all these Hindu cultures, Hindu rituals. So the muallima, Allah put in her eyes, beta, don't worry, when your child is born, we will see. I have seen one thing, you love the Quran will protect you. So she went back, she would only listen to her muallima. It was a secret between muallima, the friend, and this one lady. And khair, what happened? After that, the husband would get ill. So the wife said that, you know, why don't you go and have your checkup? In India, everything is very fast. You know, there's no appointments like that. In one day, your full body checkup. So he went for a full body checkup. Lo, behold, Allahu Akbar. The doctors told him that you've got cancer and this cancer has spread throughout your body. You've got no time. There is no medication for you. Stay at home. You are going to die. So when he came, he said to the wife, this is what is happening to me. Everything had changed for him. Everything. Now imagine if somebody tells you you've got cancer. So the wife was there and she's pregnant also and she's now wondering what to do. And then she reads two rakats namaz and she made a dua to Allah and then she came to the husband. Obviously she read not in front of the husband. Then she said to the husband that, look, you know what? What have the doctor said? Is there any cure? They said, there's no cure for you. So, okay. I have got a cure for you. And if you are cured, promise me you will do what I tell you. Promise me you will do what I will tell you. So the husband says, of course I will do that. If you can give me cure, I will listen to you. Whatever you tell me, my promise. This lady says that I loved the Quran and I had full faith in the Quran. And day and night, my husband was on the bed getting weak and weak. And I would start reading Surah Fatiha and blowing on him. Surah Fatiha and blowing on him. And Surah Fatiha and blowing in a water bottle and giving him water to drink, blowing it on him. But nothing, just Surah Fatiha. Because Huzur alayhi salam has said one name of Surah Fatiha is Surah Shifa. It is Shifa. So I started treatment of my husband blowing Surah Fatiha. But Surah Fatiha, Surah Fatiha, Surah Fatiha. After 1 month, I made lots of dua. I must have read Surah Fatiha thousands of time on him. And then I said to him, now let's go to the doctors and have a look. When he went to the doctors, the blood test that was taken, the doctors told him, what a miracle, there is no trace of cancer in your body. This man is cancer free. Subhanallah. He was shocked, he was feeling better. Then the wife said to him, now, will you do what I tell you? He says, yes, I will keep my promise. So what were you doing to me? And she said, I was reciting the Quran, I am a Muslima, I want you to become a Muslim. And read the kalima, and both husband and wife became Muslims. Nobody knew of this. The son also became a Muslim. And until today, both of these couples are in Saudi Arabia. The husband found a job in Saudi. The husband found a job in Saudi Arabia. This is the power of the Quran, my respected brothers. Wahi, revelation. Let's not cut away from the Quran, the kalam of Allah. Be proud. If anybody tells you anything negative about your religion, turn away from him. He is shaitan. Don't watch things that is negative about your faith. Don't listen. Understand you are connected to wahi. And it is wahi that will take you to Jannah. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na. Gufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.